I don't know if you're watching Coronation Street at the moment. One of the storylines is, I don't know who what he's called, but Gail's current bloke. You know Gail?
Yeah, who would have?
Yeah, it's taken out a life insurance policy on her, presumably to bump her off. Yeah? So that's the big storyline in Coronation Street. And last night, I made a Coronation Street-style blunder.
But you tried to kill your wife.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I was just pottering about on the internet, and I thought, life insurance quote for Mrs. Beck, right? Because she hasn't got any life insurance. I've got life insurance, she hasn't got any. I thought, well, okay, let's be sensible about this. Let's be grown up. Got a quote. I thought, I don't like the look of that. So I'll leave it. Anyway, they rang for her last night. I forgot to tell her about this, and they rang for her and said, hello, Mrs. Beck. Yes, it's about your life insurance quotes. We just want to run through a few extra questions with you. She didn't know anything about it. And I had to explain why I was taking out a policy on her. Like, innocently. And no matter what I said, it sounded really bad. I was just like,
that does sound really bad. Seriously, why were you looking at a life insurance?
Because it's, you know, I'm 35, she's 41. You know, we're doing the grown-up sensible thing, life insurance.
You're planning, you know, for unforeseen circumstances. That is a bit creepy.
Just as I saw her face going, life insurance? Oh, I've not ordered it. And I was like, oh no, this looks really bad. Real Radio, and Beck and Kelly with you. It's 7 minutes past seven today. Thank you very much for tuning in. We've got all the showbiz goss on the way for you. Madonna making the papers again today. Apparently, it's been revealed that she's awaiting Mercy's delivery from Malawi. Apparently, she's ringing Mercy every day on the telephone.
That's nice. Yeah. I think that's really sweet.
Mercy, come and speak to the strange lady again.
No. Oh, don't.
Mercy. She won't come. I don't know why. She won't come to the phone. But we've also got an exclusive on the show this morning, Kelly. We have actual audio of her arrival in Malawi when she went looking. Here it is.
Here somewhere. I can smell them. They are here somewhere. You have to know where to look.
You see, you heard it first right
here. That is horrible.
Madonna's arrival in Malawi. Back. Florence and the Machine, you got the love. It's Real Radio, Tuesday morning, 2nd of February. It's Beck and Kelly with you, and lots of praise coming in on the text and 63344 for the Haiti song, the song for Haiti. Lots of people loving that. Don't forget to download it. All that money raised going to help a fantastic cause. Coming up, the Daily Donkey. It's 8:30 now. Latest news and sport. Here's Steph.
Thanks, Beck. Here are the top news stories this hour.
Aztec Camera, Somewhere in My Heart at Real Radio. Good morning. Welcome into The Breakfast Show with Beck and Kelly. 7 minutes past seven. I've got bad news for you. Bad news for you, men. If you're planning your trip to Alton Towers, I don't know if you've heard about this, but they're planning on banning Speedos.
Oh. Right. Answer me this. Who goes to Alton Towers in a pair of Speedos? Why would you just wear a pair of Speedos?
They have a new... they have like a aqua resort there now, don't they, where you can stay the night. They've got lots of pools and water slides and things.
Oh, I'm thinking of people just on like
no,
big
they're not on,
rides.
The on the corkscrew in Speedos.
Realise the
evidence. Well, you thought there were kids going, Mom, the man's scaring me in Speedo. Why has he got Speedo?
I've not been there in years. I didn't realise he had a swimming section.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
That's where I made no sense at all.
So you thought they had a major problem with people turning up?
What if you're wearing them under your trousers?
He's going to whip those jeans off and I bet he's got Speedos on. Check him! Fleece him, lads! No. It's the aqua resort there. Apparently they're disturbed. They're also suggesting that men should have bikini waxes as well. But I don't know how they're going to enforce this rule.
Well, they can hold you down and just pull the hair out.
Can you imagine? You go back to your hotel room and your wife says, how was the swim, love? Well, I've got to be honest with you. It was disappointing. What happened? They held me down and they waxed me and then they took me Speedos off and put me on the corkscrew. I'm livid.